I should eat you already. Take care of him.
Good God. Some dinosaur killed this guy. It's 7:08. Brock Hunter, welcome to it.
Smack him with your tail right or there, something. I don't care. Just
you dead.
Shut him up.
Let's get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
This guy sucks. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
Debt.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You need to pump it. You got to pump it. For God's sakes, pump it.
Yeah.
Pumpthatseptic.com. So, Ray J's former manager claims that they have another tape of Ray and Kim Kardashian having sex, and they're willing to give it to Kanye West.
Really?
Kim's attorney says there is no second tape.
Huh. Was the second one filmed with a potato like the first one?
Look, let's be honest here. Okay, we all know why the Kardashians are famous, all right? It's not because of Caitlyn Jenner and anything what like that. It's not because of their original father.
How smart they are.
Who was on the O.J. Simpson. No. It's because Kim's mom released the sex tape of Kim and Ray J. I stand by that. I know what happened, okay?
Terrible tape, by the way.
It's awful. That's the point I was going to make. Like, I know everyone's, oh, it's a celebrity sex tape. It's a terrible sex tape. It's awful.
It's filled with, like, the first video camera ever made.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't even pop the bra for most of it. I think there's one time. That's what tells me it's set up, okay? That's what almost tells me, like, I feel like there's more. It's more to play here, okay? Because, look, when you're making a sex tape, you're doing all the filthy stuff that you don't normally do on just regular sex night, okay? You got the camera on, you're doing your acting.
What? This is what they're doing. Hear me out. So when the Kardashians kind of fade off a little bit, people stop watching, you know, it's just kind of getting used to them. It's just ammo in their back.
Oh, yeah.
It's just another thing. They're going to be like, all right, so we can release this. Now we're back in the spotlight.
It's interesting you do say that because the Kardashian show, I believe it's either just finished its last season or it's finishing. Huh. So, go figure that.
That's funny.
Yeah. And according to the manager, it's just way raunchier than the first one. But that's not saying much because the first one, by me, you know who had a good sex tape back when celebrity sex tapes were good? Pam and Tommy, okay? Sex tape, okay?
You know what, guys? Don't compare your junk to Tommy's junk either.
Yes, by the way, if you do watch the Pam and Tommy sex tape, you're going to feel bad about your penis, fellas. All right? I'm just letting you know.
Is that how it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
No, it's not. He's just he's the one percenter right there.
At first, I thought he had a third arm there. Nuh-uh. That's just his penis. So anyway, yeah. Keep that in mind. So, who knows? Maybe a new sex tape coming out with Ray J. Yeah. And Kim K. Lastly, hey, where's the cold pepperoni pizza or turkey cheese and cracker kits, Hunter? If you've shopped for Lunchables and found empty shelves, you're not alone. Lunchables.
So good.
Demand for Lunchables is at an all-time high, and their maker says there's now a shortage. Kraft Heinz says they're working on getting more Lunchables in stores. They've invested in supply chains. Obviously, with COVID and everything like that, I'm sure there's a shortage everywhere. For those who haven't had Lunchables since childhood, dozens of types of meal kits are there. They have things like pizza kebabble, pepperoni kebabs. They have the chicken dunks, chicken nuggets. Yeah.
You know who hasn't had Lunchables since childhood? Nobody. Everybody eats Lunchables. Yeah. They're made for kids, but adults eat them. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say eating a Lunchable looks like the manliest thing. It doesn't. You're cross-legged or you're Indian style on some grass, and you're kind of hunched over this little plastic.
Yeah.
You feel like a child eating these things.
Yeah, for sure. You're sitting there with your little cracker, and you're like, oh, let me put the turkey.
Delicious.
Let me put the cheese. Oh, I'm going to make a little sandwich. Oh, and look, there's the smallest fun-size candy bar ever inside of this package.
Yeah.
Look.
Who's the manliest man ever? Who's the manliest man in the world? Still eats a Lunchable.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine Grizzly Adams eating a Lunchable. He's still going to look like an idiot. Can I be honest, though? Let's put this out there. Maybe it's good that there's a Lunchable shortage because there is nothing not processed, healthy in a Lunchable, okay? Nothing that can survive on the shelves that long and taste the way it does is healthy. Okay, and don't get me wrong. You're a parent on the go. You got to get kids. Every once in a while, throw a Lunchable at them, okay? It's great. Mm-hmm. Kiki and I will have a few Lunchables every once in a while. But I think us as a society, we need to realize that there's nothing healthy in that Lunchable. Like, if
dude,
you're looking at the...
It's absolutely terrible for you. But dude, what else are you eating that's way better than a Lunchable? I mean, come on.
Here's the other thing, too.
Crap food anyway, so you might as well enjoy it.
That should have been in our answer last week when we were talking about things that used to be great and now suck. Dude, they have made the quality of Lunchables even worse. When you get the pepperoni pizza one, they give you this little tiny packet of sauce. Okay, you got enough cheese crumbles for... If you do it right. So what I usually
cheese
do...
Cheese is what they short you.
Yeah.
Honestly.
What I usually do is, like, the first two, hardly any cheese. Maybe one slice of pepperoni on each. Yeah. That last pizza, though...
It's a full-blown... Dude, yeah, it's like a triple-layer pizza.
That will make an Italian man cry with joy. It's so well put together, all right?
Can I give a final thought on the Lunchables here real quick?
Sure.
And Lunchables, the guy that owns Lunchables, big fans of the show, they're listening. So This is what I have to say to you. Mix and match the Crunch Bars and the Reese's. So you always have something like, not necessarily I want the pizza today, but I want the turkey and cheese. But I want the Crunch Bar. And the Crunch Bar only comes with the pizza. And so my wife and I, when we get through Lunchables, we're always like mix, match, and ready. Hey, I'll trade you your Crunch Bar for
so you're
you
saying know, they need to change up the little bite-sized
candies? It just needs to
there.
Be random.
Yeah.
Like the Crunch Bar just does not have to be with the pizza all the time.
Yeah.
You know, mix it up.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
By the way, out of all of the candies you're putting a Crunch Bar in there, that's like the bottom of the barrel when it comes to, like, the Butterfinger one, but... Who's got that kind of money? You always had that.
Could be a Three Musketeers or a Milky Way.
You always had that one rich kid who his parents always had the one with the Capri Sun and the bigger candy bar in there, the big box, not the little plastic container.
The big one.
Yeah, yeah,
those are sick.
So what did we cover today, Hunter? We covered
sick Lunchables.
Kim got covered in the video. And you see what I did there?
Wow,
and Lunchables. All right. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 100.